We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look.
Welcome to Darren and Sterling right here on ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM. I am Sterling Holmes. Darren Smith's finally back in studio. We finally get to see his glorious face and glorious smile. Darren, how you doing?
I am hurting, but I'm doing this just for you because you are my guy. Now, you're not going to see me the rest of this week, but I dare promise you I was going to come in studio.
No back-to-backs, huh?
No. I'm doing Kawhi Leonard all week. I am going to be – look, and that's really a mandate that I got from our sports director, Ty Lieb, who's here with us. He told me sit my ass at home and rest my leg, and that's what I'm going to do this week.
Is that true, Lieb?
That's true.
You said, and I quote, sit your ass at home.
I did. I said, you got it. Rest your leg. Get it up. Let it rest. He's a doctor.
He told me if I don't do it, I can't go to Tampa. You know I got to go to Tampa.
Well, first I told him, you shouldn't go to Tampa because you're bad for your leg, is what I said. But
yeah, have fun sitting on a plane with that bad boy.
Yeah.
I'll be fine.
It's Darren's first day on the radio. He's got his phone turned on.
Yeah, I know.
What are you doing?
Do you take some pain meds over here? He's laughing his ass off. Just...
You all would be really surprised right now, but I'm not going to say what happened.
Uh-oh.
But let's say
as a reminder,
radio
that.
Show today,
yeah.
3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Look, of course, we are a little excited. It is Victory Monday here on Darren the Show. Of course, the Kansas City Chiefs hold on to beat the Cleveland Browns 22-17 at Arrowhead yesterday in the AFC divisional matchup. The Chiefs, with that win, will host for the third year in a row the AFC Championship game, where they are currently 1-1. Lebo, your quick overall thoughts on yesterday's game.
Well, how about that? New England, all those years of winning, they never hosted three straight AFC
Championships. And I didn't realize that until.
That's crazy. Crazy. You know, it's not supposed to be easy in the NFL, and that was the case yesterday. It wasn't easy. The offense did a nice job, but, you know, even they drive right down the field, and Harrison Butker missed the extra point. So you're like, ugh. And he missed a field goal. And then, of course, the whole thing with Patrick getting hurt, you know, and it made it a ball game. It just – there was a lot of drama yesterday in that game. But the Chiefs, to me, proved that they're a great team.
Yeah.
Mahomes is outstanding. We all know that. But last year, they almost beat the Green Bay Packers, who made the NFC Championship game, with Matt Moore at quarterback. They did beat the Minnesota Vikings, very good football team last year, with Matt Moore at quarterback. And they survived the Cleveland Browns, who were hot, made the playoffs, won a playoff game for the first time in forever. They survived them with Chad Henne going out there making plays and getting it done. I mean, the Chiefs, you don't go win the Super Bowl because of one guy. Now, if you could pick someone to be hurt, it wouldn't be him.
No.
Okay? But they got it done, man. Gutty performance by the defense, finally kind of getting off the field. There was only two punts in the whole game, right?
Yeah.
And when they forced it to fourth and whatever, a little bit too long for Kevin Stefanski to go for it, and then, you know, they never gave the ball back. So credit Henne. He threw an awful interception, but he came right in the game, went for a fourth down, and he capped the thing off with a fourth down. His first play and his last play, really, of note in the game, were converting fourth downs. So much respect for him and what he was able to do. And we'll just have to wait and see. I'm very confused on exactly what's happening with Patrick Mahomes.
I think everyone is.
Did you ever hear Andy Reid say the word concussion? No.
No.
Last night he said injured, and then today he said the word protocol.
Yeah.
But he never said the word concussion.
Yeah, everybody else is saying it. And look, I was like you. When I saw the game as it happened, I'm like, well, his head never hit the ground, so technically – you know, maybe he got the wind knocked out of him. You know, maybe he got hit in the,
he had hit the ground a little bit. But
he
not
got, like choked out is what it looked like. It looks like when a wrestler gets choked out.
RKO or something.
Yeah.
You know.
But it wasn't very long to have your, you know, whatever it was, it wasn't like a sleeper hold in the WWE where it took 10 seconds. It was quick. I think his head, brain was maybe shaken up for a smidge somewhere. But my opinion is this. The Chiefs are trying hard to make this not be official concussion protocol because it changes things. You know, if you have to go through official concussion protocol, there are all these steps, and maybe you won't get a little practice till Thursday or Friday. And since I'm just someone who's been doing this for, you know, almost 30 years now, and I know that words mean things, and I know that how long I sat there and waited last night, just like you did. How long was it before they got on the call?
About 45 minutes.
All right, so inside my life, I'll give this to you here, okay? So we're sitting there, I'm in my basement, and we were talking about what we're going to eat for dinner. And I said, you know what, it's nice enough. I can grill some burgers, whatever. I told my wife, you make the patties.
I had Gates Barbecue.
So I'm going to grill the burgers. She said, don't you have to get on the Zooms? I said, yeah, I got to get on the Zooms, but, you know, whatever. Game gets over. I get on the Zoom with my phone, my headphones in, video off. I had moved my grill inside my screen-in porch. So I moved the grill outside, turned it on, oiled it up, waited for it to get hot, cooked the burgers, ate the burgers and the zucchini that my wife made, and they still hadn't got on. I cooked a freaking meal waiting for these
healthy
guys.
Healthy, too.
So here's the deal. They were trying to figure out how they're going to say this stuff. Very carefully chose his words. I think it meant something that last night he didn't say the word protocol or concussion. And I still think it means something. How long was that call today? 18 minutes or something?
It was a little
longer. The word concussion got used a bunch of times, but never by Andy. And I have reached out to Chiefs PR to try to clarify this, and I got a confusing answer back. And since then, I have reached out to the league and the NFLPA trying to find out, and I have no answer back from them. So I don't know what is going on with Patrick Mahomes. My thought is that they are trying their best to make this not be a traditional concussion protocol. And it may not belong in there because, like we said, it didn't look like certainly wasn't helmet to helmet, and his head didn't smash off the ground.
One of the things that Andy said that I paid close attention to was that when he said he was all right, because I didn't see the footage of him running back to the locker room.
He ran, though. He definitely did.
But
it looked like the training staff was running after him. If you had the sound off, it looks like they're trying to chase him down. It's
don't be
funny.
Running. Yeah. You just got hurt.
What I saw. Look, I think. It happens from time to time. You know, saying you get up, you kind of just lose your balance or whatever. So I didn't think he had a concussion. I just thought like maybe you know he just felt differently because
his eyeballs didn't look right. He was like, whoa.
He was foaming. He had a little drool coming down there.
But yeah. I will say, I do think that. Again, they waited as long as they could to get something out to CBS yesterday regarding his status, whether or not he was going to come back. I think, obviously, when people saw how he got a wobbly, he's probably not going to come back in.
So the Chiefs, during the game, when he got hurt, they tweeted out he's being evaluated for concussion.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know if they told CBS anything or not. I think CBS may just have to read the tweets. I don't know. Because they sent the tweet out right when on CBS they said it. They took the tweet that they had said before and they quote tweeted it and said he has been downgraded to out. But they didn't say he had been downgraded out because he's got a concussion, but they happened to quote tweet when they said he was being evaluated for concussion. So still, like I said, we listened to Andy Reid twice now and they have not said these two words in a row, concussion protocol. And in fact, Andy Reid has never uttered the word concussion.
No, and I don't know if it's to his credit or to his detriment, because I know Seren had asked a question about it and asked a hypothetical if Patrick, you know, if he didn't practice all week would he do it and Andy wouldn't give anything. Look, I said last night, unless Jesus comes back, Patrick is going to be in the center Sunday afternoon.
The only people who don't want him to play are the Buffalo Bills.
That's the issue.
Well, and maybe Raiders fans or whatever, something like that. But the league wants him to play.
Yeah.
And the league wants to protect players, right? That's why they have these things in place where there's an independent person who's involved with the concussions. That's important, right? Because it's real player safety. I'm not a brain doctor or anything, but I can tell from kind of looking far away, that didn't look like a lot of concussions we see, if it wasn't indeed a concussion, right? So I don't think there's any monstrous danger any more than there is just playing football by itself is a dangerous thing to do. Right, this is not someone who's had like 50 concussions. You know, what's he doing out there? This guy's crazy. The Chiefs want him to play. The league wants him to play. The country wants to see Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes at full strength doing this thing. So I agree with you. It's short of the rapture, this dude's playing.
And one other thing, and I could have sworn I heard Andy say that he could have come back into the game yesterday.
Well, he didn't say that. What he said was he passed all the deals.
I'm saying he did say that, but
he wanted to come back in. Is what I think he said.
Okay, because I also saw something on the ticker that said that Patrick could have came back into the game if.
So here's what I'm looking up today, right? So we know this much: he didn't come back on the sideline, right? Ever. Because they you know, we're not out there, but he wasn't standing on the sideline cheering on.
He was tweeting from.
Well, he tweeted after the game was over. He didn't tweet during the game. It was when the game was over he tweeted, because you don't tweet during the game. But if when you have been deemed to have had a concussion by the league, by rule you can't go back out on the field. So, of course, then Andy said he passed the deals. Now, when did he pass the deals? Did he pass the deals after the game was over in that 45 minutes while I'm cooking burgers? Or did he pass the deals
during the
third quarter
and
could have come back and play? But once again, we're not getting a straight answer on that stuff.
And we never will.
And once again, every time I put my little blue hand up, it gets put down to ask a question. So, whatever.
See, you got a blue hand. I got a brown hand.
Everyone's hand's blue.
No, my hand is brown.
On the participants page?
Yeah.
Oh, mine's blue. They're all blue.
I guess it depends on what screen was who's screen.
When I look at the list on the side, they're all blue.
I'm not gonna lie, I was about to start singing that one song by like Eiffel. What's it? Eiffel 65. I'm blue. You remember that song?
No.
Oh, wow.
I don't play it next.
I know Misty Blue, but you know.
But here's the deal. This is going to be a monster story as we go. Tomorrow there is no availability, but the information we're going to get is going to come from one of these league reporters. You know, at one of the national places, because they're the ones. We end up finding something out somehow, just like it was with the kneecap last year and everything. And that's what's going to happen. But I'll be shocked if the dude doesn't play.
I'm curious, because just like last year, the league took over the PR for the championship games. Are they not doing that, or are we just going to rely on Brad?
Well, kind of what they told us last week was it's going to be kind of like normal. Maybe they'll have more people available.
Yeah.
And, you know, there could be some national people on it, or some people from Buffalo wanting to ask questions, and you know, we'll do something like that, but it won't be like what would happen last year. We go out there, it was about an hour's worth of stuff, you know. I bet they don't do that. Now, my suggestion was you could have two streams,
true,
and of course they said no. Well, we'd have to have people to do that. It's one person standing there with the camera saying, "Here you are."
Exactly. You got five people in the PR department.
More than that.
Want to get back to Harrison Butker, you know, because I've been telling Sterling all year. Missing these kicks. These kicks going to come back to haunt us. And it almost did yesterday as well.
Almost did. I thought he was kind of over the PAT thing, you know?
I did,
but,
too.
But, you know, PATs are harder this year. They definitely are. And here's the deal. Postseason kicking is generally harder because it's the postseason. It's more important. And postseason kicking in cold, windy stadiums is harder. What did we see Justin Tucker do in 2 weeks? Missed three kicks. Missed two Saturday,
he had a double doink.
And he missed one the week before. He's one of the best kickers for a long time, not just a guy who's had a couple of weeks.
Statistically, the greatest kicker
of
in
all
NFL
time.
History.
He missed three kicks. But I agree with you. It's postseason stuff. And it was a dicey-looking, kind of windy day in the stadium, as it generally is at this time of year. And it didn't cost them because they won the game. But had the Browns gotten the ball back, and gone down and scored, it's pretty easy to just add 4 points to the Chiefs total and say they'd have been nine down. Yeah. What would you have done? You know,
hey, to his credit though, he also drilled a 50-yarder, which was the longest, I think, it was at a home playoff history for Kansas City. So,
he had a 50-yarder, then he turned around and missed a 33-yarder.
No, but it's a golfer. He's a golfer right now. He's in the aspect where wants it almost longer right now.
He missed two in the same direction, right? The other way. It was working better. It's a weird stadium. And, you know, it's not the easiest stadium in the world to kick in. And the later in the year it gets, the windier and cold, and it's going to be probably a little bit dicey on Sunday. It's going to be dark, you know. Game doesn't start till 5:40. And it's intense, man. It is intense when you get to these kicks. Even something as simple as you just went down, you're going to go up 7-0, and you have a little bit of a, you know, bad swing, and you miss it. I mean, but he had those problems early. And I thought he'd gotten the PATs all fixed, but he hasn't.
My thing is, though, who else would you want? I know you always say
you're not going to go find someone this week and put him in there.
That's my whole point.
Yeah,
I still think he's a top five easy kicker in the NFL right now.
I ain't going top five. I'll go top 10, but I ain't going top five.
I think he's for sure top five. The amount of big-time kicks that he has made, the fact that he has been consistent over 50 yards, which the NFL is starting to get better with 50-yard field goals plus. We know this. But he is still able to hit. How many did he hit in that one game in a row?
Well, three from 50-plus.
Yeah, three 50
to make it.
And that's my whole point. There's very rarely a kicker. You probably have Justin Tucker, and that's about it, who is that consistent from that distance.
Say Ryan Succop over in Tampa right now.
That's wild. We've seen Ryan Succop in Kansas City. We know how that played out. He got what? Cairo Santos took his job.
Well,
You're not going to sit here right now and say Ryan Succop is a better kicker than Harrison Butker.
He just said it.
Basically, yeah.
That's what he said.
That's just a wildly inaccurate argument.
I don't think he missed any kicks yesterday.
Okay, is Philip Rivers better than Tom Brady? Like that's what you're comparing right here to an extent.
Oh gosh, not you and this Philip Rivers, okay? Because now you're going to say the same thing about Josh Allen next week. Now,
the deal: this year in the National Football League, only one kicker made every one of his extra points who was an everyday kicker, and that was the kid from Miami. And they didn't score that many touchdowns, so it's less extra points. The only other kicker who made all of them was the dude for the Rams, but he only played in 7 games. So the extra points aren't what they used to be. If you went back and looked 5 years ago, there'd be like 25 guys made all their extra points. They've made the game different. They wanted to make it harder to do, and unfortunately for Harrison Butker, he's missed more than anybody, I think, right?
Well, just so you know, Darren, Harrison Butker is second all-time in field goal percentage, just so you know, behind Justin Tucker.
Okay, but Sterling, he still missed them. I mean,
misses them, Darren. That's the whole point we're making.
Hold on, Sterling. You can have the second best field goal percentage, but...
So you want the seventh guy instead to miss more for you?
Well, I'd rather make more field goals than extra points because they're worth 3 points.
Oh, no. I'd rather make them too, but you know, but when you miss them, it's a matter of when you miss them.
Well, yeah. They haven't caused anything yet. Here's the deal.
That's the whole point.
Darren, no one misses 100% the whole point.
He's got one job. Them 4 points could have cost the team the game yesterday.
Okay, and if Mahomes hits the throw to Le'Veon Bell, there's 7 points or 6 points right there.
Yeah, 6 points. At 7-6.
He's missed 6 extra points this year. But, you know, like I said, he's kicked 54 of them. Dude for Denver missed 3, and he only kicked 27 of them. So if you double it out, I mean, they're the same percentage. You know what I mean? It's harder to do now than it was. Listen, you wanted to make them all, okay? You definitely do. You'd rather make all of them. No one's making all of them except one guy, and he kicked 18 less extra points than the Chiefs kick because they don't score as many touchdowns. You're not seeing what it used to be. I'm telling you, man, it used to be like 25 guys made them all.
Well, I know, but that was when it was on the 2-yard line.
Yeah, it's much harder now.
You mentioned earlier the Chiefs defense. Now, we'll say they stepped up when they needed to most. Chris Jones had a good block. I think one of the passes that he blocked or at least got to the quarterback. But Frank Clark still kind of missing in action. Yeah, I know we talked to him after the game yesterday, but he
helped
been,
set the edge, I guess. But he didn't.
That's what they keep saying. But yeah. I'm like, I.
You know, how many? You don't get paid $20 million to set the edge.
Who? How many times did Baker Mayfield get sacked yesterday?
I don't think he got sacked
once. But Legarius Sneed.
Okay.
That's what they're getting it done. That's their sacks, not pressures. Their sacks have been coming from. Legarius Sneed. Yeah.
They only hit him
and Tre'Davious Ward and Tyrann Mathieu. They've been getting the sacks. They got the job done in the fourth quarter. They got off the field. That's what they had to do, and they did that. I'm telling you, I was texting with my buddies, and we're like, have you seen Chris Jones at all in this game?
Yeah, we were.
And then finally the last drive, he made a couple plays.
Yeah.
He made a couple plays. They tried to run right, and he got over there, and the play had been stopped by Damian Wilson kind of got out, but Jones came in and helped seal it up and then, you know, forced another bad pass after that. So he did a couple things, but no, I haven't seen Frank Clark make an impact on the game.
Because we talked about it Friday when we were previewing the game, and one of the things that I said that the Chiefs you know, everything else is going to start up front, where our defensive line had to win the line of scrimmage to, you know, to have a good chance and to get some kind of pressure on Mayfield. And they really wasn't, but like what Ty was saying, it wasn't until the fourth quarter where Steve Spagnuolo just started blitzing and going all out. But even then, they still, you know, the pressure, but they still couldn't get to him where, you know, if you know, like the one to Kareem Hunt, if he's able to catch that clean, perhaps he's able to get a first down out of that versus versus bobbling the ball and then catching and getting knocked out of bounds.
It just helps when your secondary plays that good. I mean, Legarius Sneed was outstanding. Javarius Ward had a bad game.
He was okay. I mean,
Javarius Ward struggled. He was okay for him. Bashaud Breeland played pretty well.
Yeah, no, he's in concussion protocol.
Because Andy didn't really talk about that all day. He just
mentioned he's hurt too.
Yeah,
but then Tyrann Mathieu played phenomenal. Tyrann Mathieu was ridiculous.
He really showed up. Here's the part that disappoints me on, like, Chris Jones and his guys up the middle. How many times on third and whatever or fourth and whatever did they just run a sneak with little old Baker Mayfield? And they were easy. That's where you need those guys to make a play, and they did not stop that from happening. It was, you know, they are where they are. They've only lost twice. They've only lost once this year when they tried, and they're in the AFC title game at home, so the defense has played well enough to do that. But when you look and you want to see these guys who are making the big money flash, right? Chris Jones didn't flash. Frank Clark didn't flash. Tyrann Mathieu did. Tyrann Mathieu was getting dirty. He was getting in the pile. He was getting after it, and he made the interception. So he made those plays. He got that stuff done. And he's been amazing for him. And he was really, really good yesterday. But I'm still not seeing anything out of Jones and Clark. And not just Jones and Clark. I mean, it's just the D-line. You don't have to get 7 sacks a game or something like that, but this is no sack nation in this game.
Well, no, right here, 3 quarterback hits on Baker, 1 Chris Jones, 1 Legarius Sneed, 3rd one was Dan Sorensen.
Yeah.
So you're only getting 1 quarterback hit from your D-line.
From your defensive line.
That you're paying for. Well, okay. I'm paying
for it. And you're paying $40 million between 2 guys. I mean, yeah. That's – an
it's
issue.
Not much.
Chris Jones talks about, oh, we hit her disrespect. What are you doing about it? Now, the Chiefs will face again the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship game Sunday evening. Of course, you can hear the game right here on our sister station, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Kickoff is at, I think, 5:40.
5:40.
Sterling, Buffalo knocked off Baltimore 17.
Finally got his wish, didn't he? His team.
Well, it's funny because as we were saying, you know, I was leaning towards Baltimore, but what did I say? I wanted Buffalo to win. Why, Sterling?
So we can see Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. You wanted my head to explode.
I wanted to see his head explode coming because now he's got to pick between
his favorite
Josh
player
Allen
and his hometown team.
No, but I mean,
it's going to be hilarious.
Buffalo ran a very weird offensive game plan.
Just throw it every time in the 40-mile-an-hour wind.
And 40-mile-an-hour wind. Like, if you're playing in New Orleans, that would have been probably a great game plan.
Yeah.
The ball was
were afraid to run the ball.
They have no run. They don't really have a run game. Zach Moss. I mean, Devin Singletary.
Singletary is okay. But they didn't even try any quarterback run stuff.
Yeah.
And that's
really
where Josh Allen really thrives.
Your guy.
Well, my point is just, I don't know what Brian Daboll was doing. It worked out.
He's thinking about his new job.
Well, that he didn't get. The new job that he didn't get, that he got.
Maybe they saw those play calls.
Yeah, they saw the play calls. The Chargers rescinded that offer and go, we're going a different route.
What are you just throwing 17 straight times for? What's going on?
But they came out with a win. Lamar Jackson didn't play good.
Awful throw.
I mean,
awful throw. Is that the kind of throw that people have already kind of deemed him as a playoff failure because he had been bad, turned the ball over in his first 2 playoff games as the higher seed, right? And then fixed it, got a win, beat Tennessee. Then he goes up there and he's playing okay-ish, not great. And he throws a devastating 14-point swing pick, man. You're in charge of the Baltimore Ravens. You got to decide what to pay this cat. You going to pay him all the big money and build your team around him still?
You're
they kind of have to, don't they?
You're going
to
do that, but as they said, you got to get the man a legit number one wide receiver.
Yeah. Well, that's like with the Royals. You need an ace. They just don't grow on trees, man.
I know, but
he has a very bad receiving core. I'm with Darren. I think it's tough to judge Lamar Jackson. We know he's not going to be a top 5, you know, throwing quarterback. We know this. But if you give him at least a legitimate wide receiver, Sammy Watkins would probably be like the best talented wide receiver on that team. If he plays.
Yeah.
But that's my point. Like, D-Rob is probably a number two on Baltimore right now.
Yeah, probably. I mean, he's like the seventh best guy here, but, you know, might be second there. But he's got some guys on the team, okay? He's got good running backs. And Marquise Brown is a pro. He's okay. And Mark Andrews is a good player. They've had a lot of tight ends up there that can catch the ball. But you can't throw that pass at that time. That's the tough part. You can't not see that dude in that time of the game. That is devastating, just awful. And then not only does he throw it, dude goes 102.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I was going to, because I remember talking about Mahomes returning last. Adam Tasha did report or whatever. Andy Reid says that before the concussion protocol, Mahomes might have returned to the game yesterday. So that's why I think that's where I came earlier when we were talking about it. Like, I thought he could have returned. And I knew I saw that somewhere. So
if someone, the independent person back there, probably says, we got to put you through this. Yeah. And we'll never know exactly what happened back there.
Just final thoughts on Bills, Ravens, obviously, what you all saw. I know we talk about what Lamar needs, I guess, for him going further. But Buffalo coming into Kansas City next week, initial thoughts on that, Todd?
Well, this is the matchup I think we all wanted to see for about the last half of the year.
I didn't care
when we realized that the Steelers were a joke, right? We've been thinking, we thought the Bills were the second best team. And so
well,
this
Sterling
is what
did
to
his credit.
I think I've thought this. I mean, they've been killing people.
I mean, we all
thought the Steelers were no
five.
Good. Now, the Ravens were playing well. So I think either the Ravens or the Bills would have been a great matchup for this title game. I'm not talking about just as a Chiefs fan, let them win or whatever. But, dude, if the Bills have been, like, beating everyone out the house and everyone wants to see this matchup, bring it. This is exciting. This is what we're looking for. I mean, we've been talking about these young quarterbacks, these 25-year-old, 24-year-old dudes who are finally get to play each other in a big-time game. It's really cool, right? We got to watch Patrick and Deshaun last year in the first matchup. Ryan Tannehill's whatever. You know, he's not some young stud quarterback, but they got to see Derrick Henry. And now we got to see Baker and Patrick again. That was great, right? See these old rivals battle each other, and now we're going to get to see the Bills and they're going to play a bunch too. They'll play again next year because they both won their division. Yeah. You know, I mean, we're going to see these matchups a lot between these teams. So it's a quarterback driven league, and you got the storyline that McDermott worked for Andy. You know, this is really what the league wanted to see, and it's they're not the big markets, right? This isn't L.A. versus New York, but that's the beautiful thing about the NFL. Nobody cares that Patrick Mahomes plays in the 32nd biggest city in America. And the Bills have this crazy fan following, and that's going to be fun to watch. So this is going to get a monstrous TV number for everybody because it's two good teams, and that's the best part about it. You got the little bitty old Green Bay Packers in this little ass town playing, right? Mm-hmm. And then you got – is Tampa the – I guess it's the second biggest city in Florida? Probably. Miami's bigger than Tampa. But Tampa's not exactly a booming metropolis like Dallas, Houston, New York, Chicago, whatever. That's the best thing about the NFL, man. These are little markets. Tampa's bigger than the others, but they're small markets, and this ain't baseball, man. You drafted these players, and you can go play, and I'm super excited about it.
Dallas should become Dallas Bay. They probably would have had a better chance of just throw Bay on the end. They probably have a better chance now.
I will say this, you know what, especially when Patrick went down and Henny threw that interception, the only thing that kept crossing my mind was, God, I do not want to see a Bills-Browns AFC championship game. Because, you know, I'm thinking, at least in the NFC, you got the storyline Rodgers versus Brady, Rodgers versus Breeze, you know, and then you got Allen Mayfield.
It would have been a good one because they're in the same draft class, right?
Yeah, they're the same draft.
And every single table within a 50-mile radius would have been broken and on fire.
Yeah, they'd burn them all up.
Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back, look at the other side of the NFC championship game. You're listening to Darren and Sterling right here on ESPN Kansas City. We are back on Darren and Sterling. Here on ESPN Kansas City.
Now, you know this song.
I really don't. I was trying to just elongate the comeback from break.
Take it easy. Slow Ride. Okay. By Fog Hat, bro. Come on.
That's why we got the Human Shazam machine on the show.
That's good stuff right there.
Good job, Sterling. You stumped me.
Is that the extended version? Because, you know, it's like a radio edit that's like 3.5 minutes long.
And then it's like the other one's like 7.
Oh, yeah. You got to get the full 7.
The outro itself is like 3 minutes long.
Just go.
I will say this. The one good thing about radio, especially when you work on the music side, when I interned at Carter Broadcast, myself and my guy James Tindall, we would work overnights on the gospel side. We would play this, I forgot the name of the gospel, it's I Won't Complain by Bishop Paul Morton or something like that. And so it was like 16 minutes long. And so because it's, you know, the station's out in Grandview, we would always go to White Castles in the middle of the night. So, you know.
Play the song, come back.
Play that song, and it goes so long.
You know, it's crazy now. It's extended version. When you used to actually have to play them, now it's all just computers. You can do whatever you want anytime. Yeah. But yeah, back in the day.
2112 by Rush. Go ahead and throw that one on.
Put the whole thing on, man. Get the whole thing.
And the crazy thing is, we're pushing carts and stuff. Yes. Man. Hey, Sterling, you have
no idea about it.
Well,
he probably saw carts.
Come on now.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah,
that's what I grew up with.
Hitting those carts.
He owns a station that's in his basement. We keep forgetting we're talking to old
money. I have
a
basement. My basement has a 1960s washing machine in it.
See this?
We had the
old money talking.
We had those carts. I remember when I was an intern at 810 KCMO, which is before they flipped it. Back in the day, and the dude pushing all the buttons in there, he'd go around, he'd stack up like 7 carts, put them all in the machine. You had to fire each one of them for the commercial. So that was the time whoever was running the board couldn't go do anything. Now you just hit the button, you go to the bathroom, come back. The break's going to be over in 5 minutes or something. Back then, that's when the work happened for the person running the board.
And man, the guy that got me into business, Max Sports Clay, rest in peace. He actually got fired because, again, he would fall asleep because he worked the overnight shift on the gospel side. He'd do his sports but at 103 they had this like little divider where you see this, you know, where we are right here. Mm-hmm. You see this, but then you see like here where, you know, all the reels and the music stuff is, but it was like space between there. He would always just take a little blanket and sleep between that and between it. And so the program director came in one night in the middle of the night and found him, you know, they didn't like each other, and he found him and fired him. I was like, man, that just...
Well, don't be sleeping, I guess.
Yeah, I'm like, man, how you
rules to live by, don't sleep on a job.
Don't sleep on a job. Sterling.
Yes, sir.
The NFC Championship game is set. The Packers knocked off the Rams, and of course, my Tampa Bay Buccaneers knocked off your New Orleans Saints. I would love to get your thoughts on one, why you would even think about going against me when I told you all year long how it was going to go. But no.
Well, they beat him twice.
No. Yeah, I know. But the both times that the Saints beat the Bucks, you and Steve, y'all were on your high horse and you felt real comfortable. And then I told you over the weekend what was going to happen, but you didn't believe me. But please talk about these games.
Yeah, Drew Brees is done. I don't think he was 100% healthy in this game. I think that was...
I don't think he was ever 100% healthy when he came back.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he ever was. That final interception he threw, that sealed the deal. When he threw it, I think it may have been Alvin Kamara running up on like a seam up the middle. And when he threw that pick, he didn't even turn around. They're not the same page, but he doesn't even have the same arm strength as he once had. It's not even close. Tom Brady still has something left in the chamber. Drew Brees is shooting like a water gun. He just didn't look good. I mean, the best play of the game was when Jameis Winston was back at quarterback. I think if this was not Drew Brees' final season, they probably would have gone to Jameis Winston for the second half. I think they let Drew Brees stick in the game because they're like, okay, if he's going to go out, let's let him go out doing his thing. Because Jameis Winston, that one throw looked better than Drew Brees the entire game.
The only thing I like about that is that you were being selfish instead of giving your team the best chance to win. Lebo, now, because Sterling is my guy, I'm not just going to put him out there on the island. Who was your Super Bowl matchup?
Before the year?
Yeah.
I don't remember. It was Chiefs. It was Chiefs and –
It wasn't
Chiefs
the Bucks. I was the only one Chiefs Bucks.
No, it might have been Packers. It was probably Packers or Saints or Chiefs, one of those. I have to go find the magazine.
Yeah, I had mine. Mine was Chiefs, Saints.
Okay. Because I know I was the only one that said Chiefs and the Bucks. I
mean, the Bucks really aren't there yet.
No. I know they're not there yet, but
The Saints can't go.
That's true. Yeah. No,
they're eliminated.
Hey, that's fine.
Here's the deal, and I don't know. What do you think? Listen, it's hard to say someone's legacy isn't fantastic if you've won a Super Bowl, because there's a short list of people who've won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But what will remember Drew Brees more for? The failures and losing. I mean, they were kind of bad luck, some of these things. I mean, the thing 2 years ago It's really bad luck. The horrible call where they've had to try to change, you know, what pass interference is. I mean, they were going to win that game. We were going to have them in the Super Bowl. And they had the crazy Vikings one the year before that where the Hail Mary kind of thing. I mean, they've had some bad luck that wasn't all his. This one, in my mind, is more on him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those picks were bad. You know, you have a chance to go down and do something, and you throw that. Now, the thing I'm thinking as a Chiefs fan is, why can the Chiefs never have a linebacker who looks like the linebackers the Bucs have? They got some ballers, man. Levante David has been in the league for a long time. But this other cat from – I mean, he was fifth pick overall. But, I mean, the Chiefs go draft guys.
Chiefs don't draft in the top five.
Their linebackers never look like those guys. Yeah. I mean, Anthony Hitchens, I like him. He's super nice. He's like 2 inches shorter and 20 pounds less than that dude.
Yeah.
You know? When's the last time the Chiefs had, like, a legit game-breaking linebacker?
Derrick Johnson.
And Derrick Johnson, while I loved his career, still wasn't as good as I thought he was going to be in the pros because he was a freaking world beater in college. But forget, he went to school for 4 years. He didn't come out early or anything. He was very good. Very good, okay? If he just could have held on to the ball because he dropped so many interceptions. But Derrick Johnson was a great player, but they haven't had anyone who ranges around and is big and makes those plays for a long time for the Chiefs. Now, they don't pick fifth.
He's not going to be that, but I'm saying Willie Gay has the best upside of a guy.
Does Willie Gay look like that dude?
No, not at all. But I'm telling you, Willie Gay has the best upside, I think, of a linebacker the Chiefs have drafted in a while.
Yeah. Except they don't even play him. And it's not like they're not playing him because they got Ray Lewis out there. Right?
That is true. That is true.
But anyway, that's an aside. But this one is on Drew Brees. This loss is on Drew Brees as much as anything because he threw – now, Jared Cook had the fumble. That was bad. But the two interceptions that got thrown, they weren't – well, he threw three. The one was a tip ball, whatever.
Yeah.
But the one the linebacker picked off was bad, and the – Murphy, whatever the guy, hyphenated name.
Sean Murphy Bunting.
Yes. Great play by him, but that ball was underthrown, and he made a great play on it. Those are on Drew Brees.
One of the things that I think Sterling and I, we were talking when we were picking the game, for me, for the Saints, you know, for the Bucs to have won this game, I always said that they were going to, one, have to protect Tom Brady. I think he only got sacked once in yesterday's game. He didn't have any turnovers, and they just, you know, they had to do what they couldn't do in the first two games against the Saints, and that was turn the ball over. And every time the Saints were turning the ball over, Tom Brady made them pay for it because, one, they gave him good field position. So, you know, even though I think he may have had five, I guess if you include the one that he did connect to Scotty Miller,
yeah.
Deep passes, the other four, you know, were dropped, but they were right on their hands or they just, you know, the guy with the touchdown Chris Godwin just, you know, he couldn't complete. But Brady was able to do what he needed to do without making any mistakes, and that to me was the key to beating the Saints because that's what they couldn't do in the first two ball games.
Do the Buccaneers have the best worst wide receiving group? Because they have like the best guy like Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Scotty Miller, Antonio Brown. I mean, I'm not saying the best overall guys, but as far as a position group, you're probably like, that may be tops in the NFL.
AB yet went out in the second quarter. I'm not sure why. Does anybody know?
I don't know. But yet they drop more balls than any group. It's one of the most frustrating things, and I don't understand it. But Mike Evans completely, was it against Marshawn Lattimore? Was that who he was up against?
Yeah.
I mean, he manhandled him for that touchdown.
Mm-hmm. And they've had a little battle for a few years. But I think that's going to be a great game. I like the Packers in the game. Because I think
it's more the weather, what because
that, and I think, man, the Packers are just playing at a high level offensively. I think, and I don't think Tampa. We watched the Chiefs go down there and kind of do what they wanted to do against them offensively, and somehow didn't have as many points as they should have because they tried a cute ass play had to get a field goal at the beginning. So I think the Packers right now, I like their tandem of running backs. Davante Adams is unguardable, and Aaron Rodgers is locked in, okay? And their defense is okay. It's okay. It's not great, but it's okay. I think they played earlier in the year, and the Bucs crushed them, killed them, right?
And that was down there.
It was on the road. But I think the Packers are playing great right now. And if now you want to talk about legacies, what if they finally, first time ever, for Aaron Rodgers. He gets a home title game, and they lose that one to a freaking old man. Whew. What's his legacy then? One Super Bowl and then like lose at home in the title game?
Almost worse than Drew Brees at that point.
Yeah.
Well, nah.
It's,
I'm not
the whole
say
point
that
is when we bring this in, is that we don't know if the Chiefs are going to win. I think they are. Okay. Yeah. And I think Patrick Mahomes is going to play. And I don't think he's like done going to Super Bowls or whatever. But Drew Brees won a Super Bowl 11 years ago. Aaron Rodgers has been the most talented quarterback in the league for like 10 years. And he's been to one Super Bowl.
And that was actually
– that was a long time ago.
Actually, his was 11 years ago, yeah. And Brees, I think, was 12
years
ago.
Brees was 09, yeah. and he was 10, right?
And then, yeah. Yep.
So this is a long time since those guys have been to the Super Bowl, and they've been great, right? So I think the Chiefs are going to go to more, but I promise you, in 2011, Packers fans were going, you know, we're going to go a lot more of these. We got Aaron Rodgers over here, man. Look at this. Look at this thing we got going on. And the Saints fans were thinking the same thing, man. Drew Brees came into town and saved us from the hurricane, and we're going to go to Super Bowls, and we beat Peyton Manning? Come on. We're going to Super Bowls all the time. It's hard, man.
So you're saying don't get Jimmy Graham because there's the one combination those both those two teams have.
They get Jimmy Graham? Well, he's going to play forever. But, you know, that's the point. Enjoy this as a Chiefs fan. They're playing in the third straight AFC Championship game. They lost the first one and won the second one. I think they're going to win this one. But if they don't, enjoy every second. You got Patrick Mahomes playing next year to try to go back and do those things. If they don't win this game Sunday, it is going to be a long off season. Because then here's the deal. It'll be a long off season because all you're thinking about now is like, what are we going to do in the playoffs? We just got to endure these 16 games, you know? This is must be what it's been like in Boston. For 20 years. You're just, okay, fine. We're playing the Bills this week. We're playing the Dolphins this week. Oh, it's exciting. We're going to play the Steelers, blah, 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 blah. When do we play in the playoffs? That's all people care about. It's like being a Kansas basketball fan. Who's our matchup in the first round of the NCAAs?
Biggest difference.
Hope not Oklahoma State.
maybe hope so.
Biggest difference, though, with the Patriots that they always their conference was so easy or their division was so easy. It's like they could wake up each season and have at least 12 wins, which one, all you need to do is just win that one game and you at least got a first round bye. So you only have to win two games instead of three to get to the Super Bowl.
You know? But when you have
a
Hall of Famer like Aaron Rodgers and a Hall of Famer like Drew Brees, you think these guys are going to be going to 3, 4, 5 Super Bowls, right? And so far is one.
Yeah,
but each one of them. But Peyton Manning didn't go to 6 Super Bowls.
Yeah, but the flip side is that in the NFC you had a bigger collection of quarterbacks over there versus what you had in the AFC. You just had Brady.
But
Manning,
the crazy part is even passing it around, those two guys played that long and went to one apiece.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Eli Manning had more.
Yeah.
And one more.
Yeah.
Aaron Donald, we saw him on the sidelines crying in that game. And I'm not sure if he was crying because of the fact that they lost or the fact that, damn, we ain't got no offense.
I just now feel my ribs are broken.
Yeah. Right. You know, I gave it all up.
I love that guy, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Sean McVay has said that, everything's on the table. It's not 100% guaranteed that Jared Goff will be on the roster next year. I think the only thing that's guaranteed is Aaron Donald would be on that team and Jalen Ramsey would be on that team. Everything else, I think, is on the table.
Yeah, probably so. I mean, it's football, man. It's the NFL. It's stuff changes so fast. I tweeted this out last week leading up to the Browns game. The starting lineup for the Chiefs defense when they played the Browns in the middle of the year in 2018, comical compared to what it is now.
There was like one –
like
same
guy.
I think it was Hitchens.
I mean, it was like Orlando Scandrick was starting, right? That's before Charvarius Ward had even ever been made active. Yeah. This league just chews it up and switches it and changes it. Now, they've had a lot of consistency on offense. Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes, several guys on the offensive line, even though there's been some injuries and some guys hurt like that. But, dude, when you're trying to just find it on defense on the other side, could be anybody. Think about the Rams were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, right? Where's Todd Gurley? He gone. right? It was funny on the when I was looking at the Browns, Emmanuel Ogba was starting for the Browns. He's already been to Kansas City and left Kansas City. He's on his third team. So,
and playing the best of his career right now in Miami.
It's just you can't sit there and just say, I'm going to keep everyone together forever. And the Chiefs have done a nice job on this running back campaign. Got a lot of the same guys coming back, right? But they're not all back, you know? And next year, they will to keep a lot of these guys, you're going to have to say goodbye to a lot of these guys. Like Sammy Watkins, no chance he's back next year, right?
Mm-mm.
You know, he took this big pay cut this year and all that stuff, but they can't even afford it unless they're going to pay him like
league,
the minimum.
League
I mean, you know, you can't have Sammy Watkins on your team. You just got to go find some other guy. Give Byron Pringle more catches and then go find another guy you don't draft because you're going to need to go draft some linemen probably for this team because they are getting a little bit thin on the offensive line.
Lucas Niang's coming back next year.
There's one. But is Mitchell Schwartz back screwed forever?
I don't know. Well, that's a whole other conversation. But I think Niang was going to be the eventual right tackle for
right,
Kansas
City. But my point is they have guys playing who like weren't here when this year started. Wisniewski is back. Rimmers was, you know, someone they got in August or something like that. That's just what happens has to happen in the NFL, and the Rams are going to go through it big time. They're going to have to get rid of a lot of these guys because, you know, it's not working well enough for them. And they have already paid Jared Goff once, but we just watched the Browns come through. They tried and tried and tried forever to find a quarterback. Looks like they have one that's worthwhile, okay? And the Rams thought they had one that's worthwhile. He's just okay. I mean, they made a Super Bowl. But when you're a quarterback in the NFL, you get paid.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Final thoughts, because I do want to touch on that Bucks and Packers. You're listening to Darren Sterling right here on ESPN Kansas City. Welcome back to Darren Sterling here on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM, 15:10 a.m. We're still joined by sports director Todd Lebo. Lebo, we were talking about the NFC Championship game.
Maybe. You know this song, don't you? Damn Yankees, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the
Super
Yankees,
group.
Man.
Who was in Damn Yankees?
I have no idea.
It's a dude from
New York.
Dude from Styx, Tommy Shaw, Ted Nugent.
Oh, and, no, no, I definitely don't
it
know.
It was the dude from, who sang Sister Christian? Night Ranger.
Night Ranger, yeah.
Yeah, and another guy.
Was this pre-Bertha Nugent or what?
This is a long time ago. This is 80s. This is before he was just a dude playing rock and roll.
This was a super group right here, though.
Super group.
Yeah.
All right, so now, we'll go deeper.
My official pick is Packers. Win this game.
Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, no, Darren said he's going to pick the Bucks. It's all right. It's not an affront to you. I'm just saying the Packers are going to win the game.
You know, I mean, you talked about it, and I would imagine you talked a little bit in depth about it, but I just don't agree with it because, again, you know, who'd you have last week, Saints or the Bucks?
I think I picked the Saints to win.
See, that's why I have to be the guy who speaks sanity into this.
Well, that would be him being consistent, probably picking the Packers because he thought the Saints were a better team.
Just like you thought that the Bucks were going to lose too.
I think there's a one seed, and they're at home, and I think they have a guy who's playing great. And that's why I think the Packers are going to win.
I think that Tom Brady's also playing well.
We can't take it away. But if Drew Brees doesn't throw those picks and have the fumble, the Bucks don't win the game of the day. They didn't do anything great on offense.
But defensively, they did their job.
They were fine. But here's the deal: Aaron Rodgers ain't throwing three picks.
Well, we don't know that.
He's not.
Yeah.
The under. On your deal here, let's go find some sort of website where I can take the under on three interceptions from Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Wait, Darren, now you're about to start taking like a $10 bet that he's going to throw three or more. And I'm
No. I'm not worried about him throwing three interceptions, but here's the thing. Look, obviously, even if it's cold weather, that kind of favors the defense, okay? Cuz the defense, like, they love to try to get that big hit. The Rams, even though they had the number one ranked defense, they just didn't. They didn't have an offense to, you know, saying take advantage of what they, you know, the stops that they were able to make against Green Bay. I think Tom Brady will be able to do what he did against the Saints in this game, and that is at least managed. If the defense can come up with stops, give them good field position, I think Brady can manage.
They made him play horrible this year. Aaron Rodgers had two picks in that game.
Exactly. Yeah.
But that's less than three.
But that's not three.
I never said he had three. I never said he was going to throw three.
I'm just telling you. He ain't throwing three picks in this game. He's going to play better. And I think the Packers, I think we got a rematch of Super Bowl I coming.
I mean, I can live with that. I mean, it's a State Farm type deal, you know. Look, all I will say is this. I wouldn't be shocked.
I'll be shocked if the Bills win. I won't be shocked if the Bucks win.
I will be horribly shocked if the Bills win.
I think that's actually a good way of putting it. I think the Chiefs are clear favorites in the AFC and the NFC. I think it's more of a coin flip. I would probably still go with Packers if I had to.
I mean, and that's fair. I mean, I personally don't have a problem if the Packers make it because I think for, you know, just for ratings, I think you can't lose either way.
Superstar quarterback. If Mahomes in there, you're going to have a superstar quarterback against a superstar quarterback.
Gosh.
And if Josh Allen makes it, you're going to have a young, budding superstar quarterback. Because, listen, he's good. I mean, this guy is living up to it. He was a top 10 pick, and he's in the title game a few years into his career. No one's going to complain about that. So I like the quarterback matchup and all these. The crazy thing is we don't have Andy's the old man coach who's been there. These other guys ain't been there.
Yeah,
I mean, McDermott's never been there. Matt LaFleur's a child. He ain't been there. I mean, he's an assistant. And Arians hasn't been there as a head coach either. So,
all right, well, Ty,
I'm excited about it. It's a great week.
Ty, I want to thank you once again. We'll of course, talk about this next week. Hopefully, with the Chiefs headed to the Super Bowl. We'll be back tomorrow. Darren and Sterling right here on ESPN Kansas City.